Okay, good. So this is a diffusion exercise, which comes from the mindfulness acceptance therapy field. So what I'd like you to do at first is to make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfortable spot for your head, and close your eyes if you're feeling comfortable. And for the first few moments, all I want you to do is focus on your breath. Breathing ever so slowly in through your nose, if that's comfortable for you, and then out through your mouth. Letting that breath enter the body, enter the lungs ever so slowly, ever so comfortably, ever so casually. Breathing nice and deep and slow in, filling your lungs and your chest to the point where it doesn't feel like you could take more breath. And then exhaling that breath out when it feels full, all the way out ever so slowly, and fully emptying your chest all the way out, as if you couldn't release any more breath out. And then when you're at the point of full exhalation, then taking another long, slow, deep breath in. Breathing all the way in and all the way out. Little by little, breath after breath, let that breath grow more rhythmic, more natural, more calm and more easy. Like the waves of an ocean, as you breathe in, the wave rolls in, and as you breathe out, that wave retreats back all the way out to the ocean again, disappearing into the natural ebb and flow and movement of the ocean. Breathing in, and the wave rolls into shore. You fill your lungs casually, comfortably, fully. And then exhaling and letting that breath all the way out. Letting your whole body relax more and more with every breath. Letting your shoulders drop down and relax. Letting your arms relax. Finding a comfortable position for the arms and the hands. Letting the fingers relax. And slowly, with every exhalation, your arms will grow either more heavy, more light, more numb, more cool. Whatever is comforting, whatever is calming, whatever is peaceful. Whatever sensation allows you to feel like you're drifting and floating, not even a care in the world. Every long, slow, deep breath in, breathing comfortably, casually, easily in, as the wave rolls into the beach. And then exhaling and letting go. Let that breath all the way out. Let that wave roll out to the ocean, blending with the waters, with the ebb and the flow of the ocean. And let your whole body relax more and more. Releasing tension and tightness from your jaw, from your neck, from your shoulders. Noticing any tightness and tension that is there. Gradually, with every exhalation, let that tension and tightness go with your breath. Let it float away, let it evaporate from your body. And let the sensation of floating and drifting grow more ever present in your mind, in your body. With every exhalation, releasing tension and tightness from the body. You can release it, let it evaporate, dissipate, disperse from your body more and more. Let it leave your body with every breath, dissipating, evaporating, dispersing from the body. Let that tension and tightness in the forehead, around the eyes, the cheeks and the jaw, just release, let it go. And as you exhale, you can imagine that tightness, that tension leaving your body, as if it's a force field and energy leaving your body you no longer need. It's not serving a purpose. And instead, as you breathe in, breathing in soothing, calming energy. Breathing in oxygen, allowing that oxygen to soothe the overused muscles in your body. Soothe those muscles. Allow it to oxygenate the muscles, allowing them to relax, to calm, to settle down. Allowing the muscles in the forehead, around the eyes to relax. The cheeks to relax, the jaw to loosen and let go, the muscles, the neck and the shoulders to drop down, to relax, to release their tension, the muscles in the forearm, the upper arm, the hands to relax. And maybe already noticing gentle sense of heaviness, lightness, coolness. Whatever you notice, just allow yourself to be surprised, to feel more relaxed, more calm, more at peace. And you may be able to imagine a sensation of floating and drifting, not a care in the world. And as you take your next deep breath in, notice your ribs expanding as you breathe in more comfortably, more easily than they did at the beginning. And as they expand, the muscles between the ribs loosen and relax. Breathing in becomes a little easier. The tummy relaxes, the muscle between the ribs relax. And then when you exhale, you really let go. Let go of tightness, tension in the ribs, in the shoulders, in the chest, in the arms, in the tummy. And you allow wave upon wave of relaxation to flow downwards from the top of your head, over your forehead, your cheeks, your jaw, your neck, over the chest, all the way down to the tummy, and down to the tips of the toes. And any tension and tightness in the shoulders, the chest, the tummy, leaves through the tips of the toes, all the way down and out the tips of the toes. Every exhalation, more tension and tightness leaves the body. And you can feel more and more sensations of relaxation flowing downwards from the forehead, around the eyes. The little muscles at the corners of the eyes relax and smooth out. The cheeks relax, the muscles at the corners of the mouth relax. The jaw loosens and relaxes. The neck muscles relax. More and more. You can feel your shoulders really dropping down and relaxing now more and more. little sensations of heaviness, lightness, warmth or coolness in the arms, the hands, to the tips of the fingers. A wonderful sensation of floating in the chest and the tummy, maybe the whole body. You can imagine yourself floating in a safe, comfortable, happy place, wherever that may be. A few inches off your bed, in the safeness, in the peacefulness of your room. Beautiful music playing in the distance. Or if there's a happy memory of floating on an ocean or a lake, imagine yourself there on a raft or a dinghy, lying on a beach, warm, soothing sun above you, not a care in the world. But wherever you float, wherever your safe, comfortable, happy place, imagine all that you can about this place, using all the five senses, the things you can see, the blue of the sky, the warm of the ocean, or the stillness above a mountain, the quiet of your room. Imagine yourself floating in a bubble, not a care in the world. Imagining all the things you can see in your safe, comfortable, happy place, the things you can hear, the sound of birds, ocean, music, stillness and quiet, the things you can feel, like the warmth or the coolness, the rocking sensation, if there's a gentle wave, movement, or just quietness. Feel the stillness, feel the quietness, the peacefulness. Notice the wonderful sensations of stillness in your body. The things you can smell, perhaps, the pine in the forest, the moisture in the air, the smell of the beach. Whatever you smell, calming lavender, just allow yourself to enjoy whatever smells are there. And the sensation of just rocking and not a care in the world, inside your safe, comfortable place, taking time just for you, time away from the busyness of life, to just enjoy some calm and quiet. To allow your mind to rejuvenate as you focus on your breath, as you take some time to enjoy this quiet inner stillness where thoughts slow down, as if there's really not much happening at all. This quiet inner stillness, this safe, comfortable place you've created with the power of your mind, by focusing on your breath, focusing on letting go, drifting, not a care in the world, that you've created with the power of your mind, but just taking time for you to create an image and sensations of your safe, comfortable place. And as you drift in this safe, comfortable place, think of a word that represents the sensations you now feel. Perhaps it be oneness, stillness, peace, calm. But focus on that word. Whatever first comes to mind, it need not be perfect. And focus on the sensations you now feel. And as you practice the first part of this exercise more and more, you'll become better creating the sensations of oneness, stillness, calm, and quiet more readily, more easily. The more you just simply focus on your breath, focus by bringing in deep breath in, releasing tension and tightness, floating, taking time for you. Whether you spend a few moments, 5 minutes or 10, pairing the sensations with this word in your safe, comfortable place, this skill will grow more intense, stronger the more you practice it. So this first part of the exercise is simply about taking moments of calm and quiet, creating stillness in your mind, which is often very challenging for us as our mind is very busy, is always busy, but being patient with the busyness of our mind as we grab a few moments of stillness and quiet, whatever we can manage. And the more we practice, our ability to grab more and more gets bigger and stronger. And the sensations of stillness and quiet get deeper and stay with us longer. So now that you've created this stillness of mind and body, as still as it will be for today, patient with what it is for today, I'd like us to move to the second part of the exercise, which is the diffusion exercise. And to again, just to recap, diffusion is simply a process of walking towards painful, distressing emotions. And in the act of walking towards them, of being accepting of them, of allowing them to inhabit our space, we actually move through them all on its own. We don't create this outcome, it just comes. So it's not essentially a goal we're attaining. It comes by a very aspect of just being with the emotion. As we sit with the emotion, as we accept the emotion as it is, not as we want it to be. And acceptance isn't liking. It just simply means cohabitating. We may not accept or like it, we may not like it, but we can accept it as it is today. And when we can be with, when we can accept, it moves all on its own. It's not something we need to strive for. It just simply happens. So in the process of moving towards painful emotions and thoughts, there's a four-step process known by the acronym STOP. S-T-O-P. And the four-step process is known by S-T-O-P, which stands for, S stands for stopping. Whenever we have a painful emotion, painful thought, belief, a painful urge to act or sensation in our body, we simply stop. And that's opposite to what we normally do. We normally will either ignore emotions or thoughts, suppress them, minimize them, dismiss them, or allow them to overwhelm us and ruminate on them, or become overwhelmed by them and let them take over, immersed in them. So those are the typical reactions to distressing, painful emotions, thoughts, beliefs, and actions, or somatic sensations. But instead, in this exercise, we stop. S is for stop, T is to take some breaths as we become acquainted with the emotion or the thought or the belief or the action or the somatic sensation. So we stop and take breaths as we become acquainted with it. And the O is to observe what happens to us, what happens to the thought, what happens to the emotion, what happens to the sensation in our body, what happens to the urge or the belief as we sit with it, we breathe and let it be there. We need to observe the changes, if any. Does it become small or big, grow more distant or become closer? Let's make space for it. So observe what happens. Does it get bigger or smaller as we make space, as we observe? And the P in stop is planned to respond in a way that A, shows ourselves compassion, and B, plan to respond in a way, plan to proceed in a way that is different than we might have in the past. So plan to respond in a way that's opposite than we might have in the past. And that may be simply being more mindful or making a plan. Whatever it may be, plan to respond in a way that is both compassionate towards ourselves, plan to respond in a way that's opposite than we might have in the past, opposite and more in keeping with our values. So let's go through this exercise using a real life example. So what I'd like you to do now is bring to mind either a recent time where you felt distressed, where you felt a painful emotion, and bring that situation to mind, either if it's in the past or if it's upcoming or happening now. So either one in the past, one that's happening now, or one that's in the future. Bring that situation to mind and bring it in. Remember it or relive it now or anticipate it in all its dimensions, all the things you were feeling, all the things you imagine feeling, you feel now. Think all the urges, all the beliefs, all the sensations in your body, as ugly as they may be, imagine or were. Bring it all back, let it grow intense. Feel the moment-to-moment experience as it was. I know it's painful, but let yourself bring it back now. And as you do that, notice if there's any resistance to reliving or imagining or to bringing it back to life. And that resistance is natural. We resist feeling our emotions because we worry they feel too intense or they'll overwhelm us. But often we find is if we walk towards, we exist with, we look at emotion, they're never as big as when we try to repress them and then they overtake us. So instead, when we walk towards pain, it's never as intense as if when we repress it, ignore it, and then it overwhelms us. So let it come back in intensity. Imagine it in its intensity. Relive it in its intensity. Notice resistance to feeling the intensity and honor that too. Honor the resistance. Honor the aversion. Honor the fear or the desire to run away. Notice all of the sensations in your body, all of the feelings, and notice which feelings are more intense. Notice the painful beliefs we have about ourselves. We're not good enough. No one likes us. No one truly cares about us. No one would sacrifice for us. Notice all those beliefs. Notice the beliefs we have about ourselves. We're a pain, we're a bother, we're negative, we're a worrywart. Notice all of those beliefs. we have about ourselves, we have about others, we think others have about us. Notice all of those beliefs, the worry, the tension, the despair, the utter sense of hopelessness, the heaviness, notice it all. Let those feelings, those beliefs, those thoughts pummel you as they were or as you imagine they would come. Don't worry, they'll be gone in a few moments, but let them be there for now as they are, remembering where you are, what you're doing or not doing, what you're feeling in your body. Remember it all. Imagine it all. Bring it back to life as it is. So the first step whenever we're experiencing pain is to stop. And sometimes when we get really good at this exercise, as we practice it more and more, we needn't stop for just a few moments to go through this process. But at first it takes longer. We need to use the recording. But the most important thing is to stop, to become aware. Pause for presence, pause for awareness, pause to connect with our experience, as ugly as it is, as painful as it is. And instead of ignoring it, repressing it, letting it fester and become big, pause for presence, pause for awareness, stop and take notice. Take notice of the tendency to ruminate, to dwell, to magnify, all of it. Take notice of it all. So stop is to pause. Whenever we feel painful distress in our body, in our mind, in our emotions, in our behavior, stop. Whatever you notice, stop and notice. Disentangle from the emotion. And the second step is to take deep breaths, to connect with it. Connect with it in all of its ugliness as it exists, in all of its pain as it exists. Take deep, long, slow, deep breaths into 7, out to 11, and connect with it as it is right now. Take deep breaths and notice. Notice it in front of you. Notice it all around you. Take deep breaths and notice how much space it needs. Take deep breaths and notice where it inhabits your body. Take deep breaths and notice how intense it feels. Notice how deep the intensity is. Notice the color of the intensity. Notice if it feels like a storm, feels like it's raging. Take deep breaths into 7, out to 11. Be one with, notice it as if you're observing it up close, you're studying it. Be one with it, let it be there, let it take up space. Don't try and change it in any way. Just observe it all around you. Notice how much space it needs, how intense it is. Notice the veracity, the strength, the power. So take deep breaths. And as you're taking more deep, deep breaths, sometimes this process may take long to really connect with all the elements of the distress. Noticing the thoughts, the beliefs, the feelings, all the sensations, all the urges, the behaviors. Notice it all. Notice how it was triggered. Notice where you are. Notice it all. And the O in stop is to observe what happens as you continue to breathe nice and deep and slow into 7, out to 11. Observe what happens as you be with the emotion, the thought, the urges, the sensations. be with them instead of ruminating on them, changing them. Notice what happens to them as you make space for them. You allow them to be there. Notice what happens as you allow them to be there. As you allow them, as you notice them, as you accept them as they are, notice what happens. As you acknowledge them, you allow them, you accommodate the pain, you make space for it. Notice what happens to it as it is. Allow, acknowledge, accommodate, and appreciate what the pain is telling you. There's a function to this pain. What is it telling you you need? Make space for it. Allow it to be there. Acknowledge the pain. Accommodate the pain. You may not like it. You may not want it. But you can allow it to be there. You can make room for it, space for it, notice it. Notice the beliefs, the pain, the intensity, accommodate it. And what is it telling you? What is this pain telling you you need? What is the function of the pain? There's always a function. Sometimes it motivates us to pay attention to what we need. Sometimes it illuminates our attention on things. Sometimes it both motivates and illuminates how we need to communicate to others to get needs met. The function of pain is sometimes to motivate, to illuminate what we need, to inspire us to communicate to others. Notice what the function of the pain is. What is the pain telling you about your past, about your future, about your current situation? What do you want? What do you need? What's happening right now? What do you believe you need most? Have you tried to get it before? Can you try in a different way? Have you tried enough? Is it time to simply accept? Maybe right now, this is good as it gets. And acceptance isn't resignation. Acceptance is simply notice things as they are. You may not resign yourself to that being good enough for you, but accepting it as it is in this moment, continuing to focus on what you need and different ways to get it. But acceptance as it is in this moment with that person in this time puts not resigned to this is as good as it gets for you. But acceptance is not resignation. But until we acknowledge what is, we suffer. Suffering is something that comes from not acknowledging pain, from not accepting what is, from fighting what is in this moment. That's suffering. Suffering is optional, pain is not. We need not suffer when we get our needs met elsewhere. So as you stop, take deep breaths, notice what's happening, observe, make space for, allow, acknowledge, accommodate. appreciate the function of the pain. You can then move on to the last step, which is the P. And the first part of P is plan to respond to these emotions, beliefs, experiences, somatic, behavioral. Plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion for your pain, shows yourself compassion for your needs, shows yourself compassion for your values and your wants. So plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion, some acceptance of yourself as you are, some acceptance for yourself as you are, for who your values are, what matters to you. So plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion, and to also plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than the past, that's perhaps opposite than you have in the past. Plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion and plans to respond in a way that's markedly different or opposite than you may have in the past. And this is just a way of experimenting with different approaches, different needs, of different ways to get those needs met. Just experimenting with different approaches. And when we experiment, sometimes there's different outcomes. So as you think of this situation, how can you respond in a way that shows yourself a little more compassion for your values, your needs, your beliefs in this moment? Coming up with a few ways that you can show yourself more compassion, more kindness, more acceptance for your feelings, your needs, your beliefs, your struggle. Just a little bit of kindness, a little bit of caring, a little bit of gentleness. Doesn't have to be perfect, but just a few ways you're going to show yourself a little bit more compassion, a little more kindness, a little more tenderness. And what's a few ways you could also plan to respond in a way that's markedly different or opposite than you might have in the past? When you think about this event, this pain, this distress, how can you plan to respond that's different than you might have in the past? Opposite. This process of diffusion, separating from, looking at distressing thoughts, emotions, beliefs, wants, needs, sensations, is a process of learning. Learning to become acquainted and comfortable with walking towards pain, instead of dismissing it, minimizing, magnifying, letting it overwhelm us, ignoring it. Walking towards pain, sitting with pain, befriending pain is a process. And the more you do it, the easier it'll get, the more comfortable you'll get with it, and the less time it takes. So much so that eventually you'll be able to do it in mere minutes in this situation as it exists. It's a fabulous experience of being able to be in a painful situation and to also be accepting and tender and observant of it. And in that process, you'll become more mindful, more accepting, better able to acknowledge pain, allow pain to exist, better able to accommodate pain, appreciate the function of the pain to motivate, to illuminate, to communicate your needs. There's many functions of pain, and through this exercise you'll better be able to learn from pain and be more compassionate and accepting of your pain. And through that process, you'll move through pain. So taking a moment to come back to your breath, come back to your safe, comfortable place, come back to those sensations of being grounded, being okay with your breath, the movement of the breath, to bring back some of the calmness, the stillness, the oneness, the peacefulness. Bring it back to your experience by focusing on your breath, moving in through the body and out. Come back to your safe, comfortable place, the meaningful word. Come back to those sensations. And take a moment to reflect upon just in a few ways how this exercise was helpful for you, what you derived from it, how it was meaningful. And each and every time this will change, and that's okay, as you grow, as you change. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes, come back to the room around you, feeling a little more relaxed, calm, and refreshed.